questions or comments from the board?
So I pulled it, Mr. President.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Shiota.
That's okay. No problem. I'm speaking in full support of this, the general obligation bond. It's a 2022 project list. I see there are the stadiums, yes, the four stadiums for that desperately need modernization. And it's been, we've been working on these for passing consultant agreements here for probably 6, 7, 8 months, if not longer, in anticipation of this. There are site improvements at Bonita. There are on the list. There's site improvements at Castle as well. For Measure DD and the Prop O, there's site improvements at Granger, at Mar Vista, and then there's some roof and HVAC projects. But I and it's fully allowed, and I read the full measure, the full text of Measure DD, and under Section 3 bond project list, on Category A, it says repair, replace natural synthetic fields and associated facilities and scoreboards for safety and compliance. And that holds true for all the schools that are on this list for the athletic monetization. And it's way overdue. And I wish my plan was, and my thoughts and wishes were, that we were going to be able to do this several years ago. Now that we are, or we can move forward and with this another step, I fully support this. I think, you know, like the Coach Bannister mentioned, you know, and I've always said the same thing, that, you know, the athletic field is a classroom as well. And to see the conditions that our students have been, you know, play in, and they're going to have to play in those fields for another couple of years till it gets, you know, we get to that point. But till, you know, this is just a big step in that, so that those students or future students won't have to, and they won't feel embarrassed, actually, quite honestly, when they go to their field to play their whatever sport it is. You know, the ladies playing field hockey, playing lacrosse, all of that. My daughter played at Castle for 4 years, and, you know, it just, that is a very very sad state of the of that athletic field. No matter how much you try to improve the existing grass, but it's constantly used all year long. So just for those reasons, and it brings a sense of pride. And with the parents from the Castle Park community that I've been meeting with, you know, they want site improvements too, and school sites, and I'm with them, and hopefully we'll be able to do some of those as listed here. It's just, we, you know, we can do what we can do, and I think this will level up, create some equity in terms of the athletic fields in our whole district, and it really needs to be done, and it's quite honestly overdue. I'm just speaking in support of this. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Vice President Hall.
Thank you, President Solis, and I totally agree with Mr. Segura. It's been a long time that we have been, you know, before we were elected and during this time, we've been really thoughtful and really been listening to our communities across the district. Really, I've been to every school in our district. I know that you other board members have as well. We're very well aware of the differences in and the needs. And if we had the resources, we would have rebuilt a lot of schools already. That just is not how it works. You have to do projects. It can't be all at once. You have to do a bit at a time. This is how it works. I mean, it's not unusual for us to have to do smaller projects across several schools in order to get each school where it needs to be. And I look forward to future where we'll have more resources to work on even more projects. Especially, I'm very glad to see that we have a project for Castle Park High and Castle Park Middle and Granger Middle. Excuse me. I know that they have very much needed these projects, as well as Mar Vista Academy. They haven't had a lot of work at those schools, but there's still all the other schools, Chula Vista Middle, Southwest Middle, National City Middle, got some, you know, one new building. They need a lot more work as well. So I think future bond sales are going to have to happen, and I will support them when they do. I'm very glad, because when I was out visiting schools and I was listening to the community, many of the parents wanted new fields. I know several of the community members and parents of the athletes were really looking for this several years ago. So I'm glad we're finally getting to the point where we can sell a Prop DD, that we've gotten ourselves into this school situation with the leadership we needed to ensure that we are safeguarding the resources that are given to us and that we are moving forward as we should in order to provide the kind of equity to our schools, you know, that haven't had that kind of resources before. So thank you very much for the leadership. Ms. Cork, I appreciate everything you and your team are doing, and Dr. Gary, I appreciate your leadership. And I look forward to holding more forums in the future as we try to get more information and more input on future projects. So thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Hall. Any other questions or comments from
the board? Can I go ahead and make the motion to approve this item?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, you go for it.
All right, we have a motion
and
a second.
Cariaga?
Yes.
Arancibia?
Yes.
Hall?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Solis?
Yes.
Tarantino?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.